Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. Last week, Syria, we were caught out again, Ed. Following the use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime, Trump promised missiles were coming, but seemed to be wavering when we last spoke. You thought we might see some action to the north, not around Damascus, but Trump has followed through on the original threat fairly dramatically. We're not engaged in World War III just yet, but what's happening?
Well, the Russians cried foul here. These missiles were much too close to them and their installations. They're aimed at destabilizing any possibilities of the Syrians using chemical weapons. So they're aimed at petrol and chemical depots, because you don't know which depot is the chemicals in it or not. Apparently, they are very successful. The Russians didn't shoot down anything except a lot of hot air. And then the Russians, of all people, came to the UN and asked for a Security Council meeting, which was vetoed by the United States, France, and Great Britain. So Putin really wants out of there. And that's the story behind the story. His generals have never liked being there. They already have the naval base. They'll have the naval base even if Assad is gone. So what are they staying for? It's costing them a hell of a lot more money than anybody else to be there. So because they have to prop up that regime, plus their own soldiers. They say they've taken out something like 100,000. If they took out 100,000, how come they still have 100,000? So I think this is a lose-lose right now for them. But it's a lose-lose for the United States, and it's a lose-lose for Assad. This is really crippled space. Let's see what happens next.
Yeah, looking like a couple of years back, Putin thought he backed a loser in the Assad, but how to back out. Just briefly on the strikes, before we move on to it, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis wanted Trump to get congressional approval before the strikes, which means Mad Dog Mattis was sounding pretty sane there. Trump, though, wanted a rapid and dramatic response, according to military and administration officials. Is there really any predicting what he's going to do next?
Well, I think this one's over for him. He's not going to do much more in Syria. The big dog for him now is North Korea. And threatening North Korea is not a smart thing to do. So I think his attention span, which is short, we know, has moved to North Korea off Syria. And this actually gives Nikki Haley an opportunity to shine. She seems to be the one who's pushing Russians out of the United States, talking back to everyone. So I think that the big action will be there. I would anticipate there'll be some calming down of what's going on in Syria. Whether this will lead to a peace or not, I'm not sure of. It may not happen on this watch, although he's got almost 3 years to go. I think it has to, let me change that. I think it has to come within the next year, that Syria has to be wound down.
You mentioned Nikki Haley there. There were a lot of obviously tough talk around Syria or even these missiles being fired, but Trump's still turning down the possibility of sanctions on Russia. And obviously with Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador for the United States, she claimed there were sanctions that were going to go ahead. The Trump administration said no, they weren't. It looks like policy essentially had just changed and nobody had actually told Haley before she went away with that announcement. I mean, it's not a good look.
Well, let me give you another spin. The spin is Nikki Haley has been the one who's been taking all the actions against the Russians, has been pretty much given carte blanche. So she did it again, thinking she had full presidential support. I suspect she even called the president. But now the president has two additional advisors. And those advisors came in and said, what the hell's going on here? You're going to not have any space with Putin, and you're burning a lot of runway here. Let's get out of this. So they changed the policy, I think, after she announced it. Haley is now on the outside circle. She could go the same way the Secretary of State went. I doubt it, but she's on thinner ice. For Haley, who cares? She's playing it tough. She's looking presidential. And the Republican Party's in disarray. Remember, she's the one who took down the Confederate flag in South Carolina. Tough lady.
And something you mentioned a minute ago as well, North Korea. There was news this week that the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of the proposed talks with President Trump. Just how unusual is this for a CIA director to be a part of this?
It seems incredible to me. I've never heard of it. And it's hard to believe that Pompeo actually met with him at any time, because this is a very secretive group. It would serve him no good to meet with Pompeo. But if it happened, hats off to him. It was certainly a risky move. And it also means there might be some preparation for the meeting. So I want to think positively about this, that Pompeo actually is paving the way for something that will look like an agreement that the Chinese would support. So I think this could actually end up in a better place than we've been thinking the last couple of weeks.
Barbara Bush, first lady to one president, mother of another, passed this week, age 92, someone who really harkens back to a different time, certainly feels like a very different time in America or even global politics. Feelings on this one?
Yeah, Barbara Bush has been a bit controversial. And let's think about what she said after Katrina. Well, people didn't need to live there anyway. She said a few harsh things that were, how should I put it? It came from out of her mouth, probably out of her heart, but they were not the things to say. A number of them were racist, and a couple things implied a bit of sexism. On the other hand, she was gracious in her role as the wife of the president, wife of the senator. She played a good role internationally. She was strong on many of the women's rights issues when it came to political things, but when it came to economic things, she wasn't as strong. So I don't think she's going to go down as a great first lady, but at least she won't be forgotten.
Just the role of a first lady within itself, though, I mean, obviously there are a lot of different aspects that really have to be held together by the partner of the president.
Well, the person who actually played this role best was Eleanor Roosevelt. And she established her own office. She went into the human rights game when the president couldn't, played a different kind of role. She and the president were not together physically. She stayed in a different place. Maybe she had a different room in the White House, I'm not sure. But there are rumors that she barely ever visited the White House. And so she took on the role of doing something. And then, of course, Michelle Obama, who took on the role as a spokesperson, not just for race issues, but for children and other things. But the rest of the first ladies are pretty unforgettable. As for the White House, it's undergone something that's never undergone before. People treating it with disdain, like it's the outhouse. And George Bush is damaging the presidency, the office, and the building.
George Bush or Donald Trump?
I mean Donald Trump. Mm. Jimmy Christmas, I'm sorry. George Bush never damaged those things, nor did his son. But Donald Trump is. And so the Bushes now look very good. And George W. is saying things against Trump. So, and his father never had any time for Trump. So I think there's a sense here that there's a tradition of the presidency that they want to protect and that all the people that came before him want to protect.
I think we've got a whole other episode in that one, Ed. But moving on, I did want to talk Pennsylvania Republican Charlie Dent is the latest in a line of Republicans to announce he is leaving the House of Reps. Had originally said he wasn't going to run for re-election in the midterms later this year, but is now leaving within the next few weeks. And it's not clear whether the state will have a special election to replace him or not. Is there anything new here?
Well, there is. Dent actually has a very strong following in his home district and around the state. He's the kind of person who could run for governor or the Senate. So when you get people of that caliber dropping out, there's something seriously wrong with the party, or there could be something personal. I don't know. But to use a pun here, this is a dent in the Republican Party, because we just lost Ryan last week. Now Dent, an obvious spokesperson for the party. The party will have will be depleted of any leadership very soon. This would be a total disaster for the Republican Party, because how would you put it back together? The Democrats have had a difficult time post-election, and the party has been somewhat fractured, but they have not lost the notion of being Democrats. The Republicans have lost the notion of being Republicans. This is very serious.
The Mueller investigation, following the Michael Cohen raid, it's been revealed Fox News personality Sean Hannity had a debated relationship with the Trump lawyer. Hannity, already a close friend of Trump, as well as one of his, you know, fierce champions. Is there really any challenge to Fox's somewhat loose journalistic standards in this?
Fox? Journalism? How do you put those words
together? It's not a sentence you hear a lot. Yeah.
No, that's a stretch. If you want to talk about Trump news, fake news, Fox, yes. The Hannity relationship with Cohen is only bad because it wasn't revealed. No one thought that Hannity was not close to the president or to Cohen. But let's look at this Hannity-Cohen thing in a slightly different way. Fox News is basically committing suicide. We had the woman who took after the kids. What was her name? In Florida on Fox News.
Oh, yeah, but going after the...
Ingram. Mm-hmm. Okay, Laura Ingram. She lost 7 big sponsors. This matter will really hurt Fox News. They can say they're supporting him, but if you're an advertiser, you don't want to be involved in anything that even smells wrong when it comes to integrity. So I think some more big advertisers are going to leave Fox News, and Hannity will probably find the door in the not-too-distant future. You don't want to weigh the network down with a bad personality in the network and a president who's not smelling good. This makes the network look like it's dealing with the mafia. And speaking of that, Cohen will certainly get bank fraud. He didn't use that money to do his house. He'll certainly get money laundering, because other monies come to him to do other deals that were never declared. And he's lied. Now, this is big time for him. He has a young family. What are they doing? They're putting the squeeze on him. What has he got to tell? He will tell everything he can, and he was very close to the president.
Speaking of tell-all, Stormy Daniels, how's she looking at the moment?
Wow. I wish I could look so good in telling all. The interesting thing, when Stormy Daniels first came out, her lawyer was doing all the talking. Then she progressively did a little and a little and a little. And now she's leading the charge and looking confident, feeling confident, very strong in what she has to say. There's no kind of wishy-washy stuff about her. She described this guy that came to the car, did a good description. She didn't hum and haw about that. By her looking this credible, this is affecting Trump in a way that you wouldn't anticipate. This means that every mother in America doesn't want that guy on the screen. So Trump's image is just being destroyed. And let's end with the Comey book. That book, which tells what we already know. But what does he say in the end? Don't impeach Trump. Destroy him. That is exactly what the FBI is doing. And Trump knows it. I don't think there'll be anything like impeachment. That is a slow death. They're making a much faster, uglier death. They're taking away his money. They've taken away his relationships. Now they're taking away his family and his reputation. So they're going to kill it for him. So when he gets out of being president, there'll be nowhere to turn. I think Mueller has been very, very smart, smarter than we anticipated.
And just finally, on that sort of mention of impeachment, a bit of a theory I wanted to get your thoughts on. David Wasserman from the Cook Political Report, speaking to the Daily Beast this week, said that running on a platform to impeach Trump could be an election loser for Democrats. He said this is a case of Democrats becoming their own worst enemy. So we sit here, we talk about impeachment, and impeachment I think is maybe raw meat for the Democrat base, but it's not going to help them win swing voters or on-the-fence Republicans. Looking at the way the Democrats are actually leading up to the 2018 midterms, what do you take? Is there too much focus on the from the Democrats on impeachment and the like?
No. The Democrats are not focused on impeachment. They're focused on the words impeachment. There are a few people out there rattling the cage so people recognize that Trump's bad news. What the Democrats really focus on? Health care. Medicare. They're focused on the number of black men in prison. They're focused on schools and education. They're focused on jobs, and they're focused on this terrible tax bill. They are not going to be running against Trump. They're going to be running against Trump's policies. It would be silly to run to say you're going to impeach Trump, and I don't think a single Democrat will. But they'll say, folks, when I get in, if you want me to impeach him, I will.
US Event is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3. You can help support 2SER by going to 2SER.com/donate. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date. And show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.